Hello, and welcome to the Starseed School podcast. This is a podcast for divine souls seeking guidance on their journey on Earth. I'm your host, Alexis Christine, and I'm a spiritual wellness coach and quantum energy healer, helping starseeds, earth angels, and lightworkers navigate their awakening journey. Together, we explore the depths of the universe, hold space for vulnerable conversations, delve into esoteric and taboo topics, and so much more. Thank you for being here today, and if you guys like the show, please follow, subscribe, and leave us a review. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the Just Like You show. I am your host, Alexis Christine, and I'm so happy to be back talking to you guys. As you know, I took a very long hiatus off. I want to say almost like a full year at this point. And there are so many things that I want to update you on. So today is just going to be a little catch-up episode and talking a little bit about when you think you know what you want and then it actually is absolutely nothing that you want. It's a really interesting experience to go through. So I'm excited to be back here with you guys today and just finally have the energy to share again. I went through a really big phase of burnout with the podcast and just mental exhaustion, nervous system burnout, so many things over the last year that I just physically was unable to continue this podcast or have energy to really do anything at all. So let's dive in a little bit and kind of just get to all the updates, where I've been, what I've been doing. For those of you who still follow me on social media, you will know by now that I left Costa Rica, I went to Tulum, and then I left Tulum, and I am now back in the motherland. I am back home, which if you had told me this time last year that I would be back here, I probably would not have believed you. It was the last place that I ever wanted to be, ever wanted to come back to. I really thought that I was done with this lifestyle, this part of the world, this weather, everything, all of it. And honestly, as much as I talk shit, honestly, about Toronto and how much I hate living here, it actually was probably the best thing that I could have done for myself to come back home and just allow myself to ground again. So I'm going to take you guys through a little bit of the timeline, just so you guys have a better understanding of kind of where I was, what I was doing, because there's so many lessons that I have learned and so many things that I've gone through and integrated that I'm really excited to share with you guys. And I really think that having almost like a mind map of everything that happened will just be really helpful for you guys as you go through the episodes coming up and just start listening about all of the things that I experienced. So the very last finale episode that I did was with Cash about astral travel, and that actually, funnily enough, was filmed in this exact room. It was when I came home to visit, and after that, I want to say week that I had at home, I went to Mount Shasta with a couple of the girls who I had met on my Conscious Creators retreat that I went on, which was the whole reason I was in Costa Rica last year to begin with, and had the most magical, insane experiences. If you guys have been feeling the pull to go to Mount Shasta, definitely go. Once in a lifetime opportunity trip. We got to visit a natural stargate, met some amazing people, and just had one of the most mystical times of my life. It was amazing. And then we went to High Vibe Fest after. Fine, normal, whatever. And then I made my way back to Costa Rica. And I moved in with one of my friends who I met when I got to Costa Rica at the beginning of January. I met him like the second day I was there, and we just became very, very close and very good friends really quickly. And so when I came back to Costa Rica after my month of kind of traveling around, I just came back and lived with him because he had a spare bedroom. And that's where I was for the remainder of my time in Costa Rica. And actually, while I was in Costa Rica, I did film a few other podcast episodes with one of my friends that I met while in Mount Shasta. They are galactivation episodes. They are very, very intense with galactic information, so I will be releasing those at some point. The information's there. It's been recorded, and I know that it will be released at some point. I am just waiting for that intuitive hit, that download of this is the right time. Because the goal was really to make it for beginner level to understand the world of kind of like the galactic realms and the different energy beings and entities that come into play and spiritual warfare and like all of that kind of stuff. And oh, it just became, I want to say like if it, some of the stuff was even hard for me to understand, like that's how deep it got. So not quite a beginner series anymore, but I will be releasing it at some point. So keep a lookout for that. They are the Galactivation series. So when I first got to Costa Rica, like second time around, when I moved in with my friend, it was everything that I had ever dreamed of and more. As you guys know, listening from the start of when this show began, I had been trying to GTFO from the cold weather. At that point, I was in London. And my whole goal with leaving London and coming back home at the end of 2022 was to move somewhere hot and tropical and start my life in 2023, completely outside of anything I'd lived in before. I wanted to be by a beach. I wanted to be with the palm trees. I wanted to be in the heat, in the sun, and just let this like tropical paradise daughter energy of mine flow. And that is what I got. It's exactly what I got. And so the first few weeks were amazing. And then, oh man, like looking back, sometimes you're just like, what the heck were you thinking? And then one of his friends came to stay with us and she basically never left. She arrived only supposed to be there for a couple of weeks and just stayed, which is fine. The issue was that she is a succubus. And I was unaware she was a succubus until way, 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 way too late. And so this person was very manipulative, very sneaky. If you guys don't know what a succubus is, they are a type of energy being that literally just feed off of your energy. So when you are around them, you start to become very drained, very emotionally unstable. You don't really have any excitement for life anymore. You're just kind of like almost like dead to the world. Like it almost feels like you're going into a depression. And she opened up a huge can of worms. And these were things like, because at that point I was unaware of spiritual warfare, I'd never experienced it before. I also had never encountered a succubus before. I didn't even really know what they were or what they felt like. I truly had no idea what I was encountering. And so very, very quickly, the life that was beautiful and magical and mystical that I had with this best friend who truly is a soulmate turned into a downward spiral. And I was so deep in it that I couldn't even see what was happening. I could not get myself out. And it was months and months of me completely emotionally shutting down. I was on the verge of tears almost every single day. I never left the house, which being like living in the jungle in a house that's not beachfront is ideal. You want to be up the mountain because that's where you get the breeze. That's where it's a little bit cooler. You have better temperament. But also it creates a lot of isolation. So if you cannot be bothered to drive the 20 minutes down the mountain and then however long into the nearest town to actually be social and meet up with friends, you are very isolated in your place on that mountain. Because I was having my energy fed off of so intensely and I didn't even realize, I spent a lot of time just in that house, kind of moping around, not really doing anything. I completely stopped the podcast, even the Galactivations. We stopped after 4 episodes. I spent all of my time basically laying outside tanning, cooking for us, or on my phone, on social media, watching TV, zoning out. It was the life that I thought I was going to have was just not there. I wanted to learn how to surf. I wanted to be out in the nature all the time. I wanted to be eating off of the land. And because I was in such a place of mental burnout and just my energy being drained, I stopped my movement practices. So even though I had ordered wooden rings online and we had set up a little gym area, I was maybe working out for 15 minutes every 2 to 3 days, which is not a lot. And I was numbing all of the feelings that I was feeling with food. And so I gained a lot of weight again. And I just had no idea like why I was feeling this way. There were so many things that were happening. and so many triggers and emotions and things that were coming up, and I couldn't understand why. I couldn't understand what I was moving through, what the purpose was, what it was trying to teach me. And everyone that knew me, like my friends from back home and everywhere else, anytime I would call them or we'd be on video chat or whatever, they could see that I wasn't happy. But in my head, I was so locked into the fact that this is what I manifested. I was manifesting a place to stay with like people that I actually enjoyed living with, minus the succubus. I was manifesting living in a hot country. And, you know, like the whole environment was what I had been looking for and manifesting for years, that when I was actually in it, I refused to let go of that vision. And I was forcing myself to stay in a situation that energetically I knew wasn't good for me for two reasons. One, because this is what I had manifested and God damn it, I'm going to fucking live it out because I refuse to let go of that vision. And two, because this friend that I was living with was my soulmate, there, I just did not feel safe or okay to leave him in that environment, because not only was this succubus affecting me, but she was affecting him 10 times more. So he was going through an insane amount of mental health issues and other things that I'm not going to share too much about. And I just did not feel safe to leave him in that environment. I truly felt that if I left, something horrible was going to happen to him, and I couldn't. So I forced myself to stay in that environment for way longer than I should have. Hey guys, quick reminder that if you're enjoying the episode, to please leave us a review and follow the show so that we can help as many people as possible on their awakening journeys. Now let's get back to the episode. This went on for quite a few months, and then the girls, thank God for these girls, man, they rang me up and said, hey, we just manifested our trip to Maui. So when we were in Mount Shasta together, we saw signs for Maui everywhere. We saw Hawaii words. We saw Maui on people's shirts. The people we were meeting, cab drivers, people in restaurants, wherever, they were all either just coming from Hawaii or had a place on Maui, or, you know, like so many signs and symbols. And source was telling us, like, you guys are going to Maui. And so we were, a couple months after that Mount Shasta trip, we were kind of thinking like, okay, when's Maui coming? Like, should we plan it? Should we not plan it? But then it just energetically didn't feel right. Things kept coming up and it didn't work out. And so the girls ring me up in July and they're like, yo, we just got offered free accommodation on Maui. We have to go next week. Are you in? And I was like, of course I am in. Is that even a question? Like, the Maui trip has materialized out of thin air right in front of us. Of course I'm coming. Like, no questions asked. And thank God for this trip, you guys, because leaving that environment and going into another one with people who are so high vibrational and who don't feed off of your fucking energy, they don't take away from you, they don't manipulate you, they're not turning every situation into some batshit crazy thing. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but just the moment that I was back with them, I saw it all. I saw how traumatized I had become, how much trauma I had endured. I was literally on this Maui trip, and when we first got there, I felt numb. I was like, guys, we are literally sitting at this beautiful beachfront restaurant overlooking the ocean, and like, I feel nothing. I don't feel excited. I don't feel sad. I feel literally just numb. And I realized how much trauma I had endured in those past few months being in Costa Rica in that situation with the succubus, and how badly it had affected not only my energy levels, but my mental health and just everything. And then as that trip went by, I naturally started gravitating back into my higher vibration, and the girls were being able to essentially bring me like back out of my shell. And then when I had so much anxiety about going back, I had so much anxiety about going back to Costa Rica. I was like, I can't go back to this house. I can't do it. And so when I did get back, the succubus was maybe like a week or two away from moving out, and I just physically could not be in her presence because I now knew what she was. It was one of the girls was able to explain to me, like, this girl's not okay. And we went over it. I learned what a succubus was, etc. once I knew what she was and what she was doing, I could see it clear as day in person once I was back. And I had to distance myself from her. And of course, her being a succubus and manipulative and everything else turned me just going out and doing things on my own into a situation where it basically was me trying to isolate her. And it became like a whole thing and caused a lot of drama, which truly, I just needed space by myself. So I started going to the gym, driving an hour down the mountain and into the nearest town with a friend to go to the gym 2 to 3 times a week, stop at the beach on the way back up. Guys, I had been living in Costa Rica for months and I never went to the beach. I was so close to it and I never, ever, ever went because I was just up in this house, in this fucking bubble of trauma and not able to get out. And the craziest thing also is that everyone in my community who I introduced the succubus to, they all came back to me after and said, how do you live with her? Like, her energy is not good. And because I was so in the mindset of, this is my friend's friend, I'm living with him, I don't want to cause any problems, blah, 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 like, I'm technically still a guest in this house, I was trying so hard to make the relationship with her work and like be her friend. And I was just blocking out every single red flag that I was seeing of like, this is not a good person. And so when I got back, I truly was trying to take time for myself, take time away from her, take time out of the house to really be in my own energy again, be in my own vibration and like heal myself essentially. And it wasn't able to work. There was not a way for me to take time to myself and be on my own without it causing problems within the group dynamic, because it just became a thing of me against her, essentially, and it was not okay. And so eventually, the end of August, beginning of September, I left Costa Rica and I moved to Tulum with two of my friends from Costa Rica, actually. It was the most synchronistic thing I think that's ever happened. I was on the phone with my friend who I'd met in Mount Shasta, who I did the Galactivation series with, his name is Blue. And I was at my other girl's house and I was crying on the phone, telling him about the situation. And I was like, I know in my gut that I'm not supposed to be in Costa Rica, but I have no idea where to go. Like, can you look into the timelines? Like, what is my highest timeline? Where am I supposed to be right now? Because I know it's not here. This episode is sponsored by Starseed School, a 10-week course guiding you step-by-step through your spiritual awakening. If you want to learn more about why you're on Earth, what your soul purpose is, all the different starseed races, how to work with energy and balance your chakras, learn how to channel, connect to your spirit guides, strengthen your intuition, and so much more, sign up for Starseed School now. Link is in the description. And he was like, why don't you just come to Tulum? That's a pretty good timeline for you. And I was like, okay, great. And then the friend who I was with, she was also kind of feeling the same. She was in a situation that was really energetically draining to her. And Costa Rica was now in low season, like rainy season. So a lot of the job opportunities had gone away. And he was like looking into them because he has the ability to see through all the different timeline options. And he was like, Tulum's a really good timeline for her too. Just tell her to come with you. So we were like, okay, booked our flights. 3 days later, we were off flying to Tulum together. And then about 2 weeks later, one of my other friends came and joined us. And the three of us were just these like this little trio taking Tulum by storm. Everyone called us the Costa Rica girls, which was really funny. And I truly started to find myself again. I spent about 2 weeks just having so many realizations of the amount of trauma I had gone through and endured, and the amount of narcissism I had to deal with, and all of the just manipulation and so many things. Like, you know, when you look back at a situation and you just think to yourself, how in the hell did I think that that was normal? Do you know what I mean? How did I go through that thinking this was okay? How did I experience that thinking that this was a normal experience to have and that there was nothing wrong with this at all? It was honestly, like, there were so many times where my stomach just dropped because I was realizing how horrible of a place I'd actually been in and how much worse things could have gotten. Oh my gosh. Even just thinking about it now, I'm just like, I cannot believe that that was even an era of my life that I went through. Like, it's shocking to me still. So after about 2 weeks in Tulum, going through all the motions, all the emotions, the motions and emotions, and really just processing everything that had happened, we finally went out and made our first step into the Tulum spiritual community, which I know gets a lot of hate, but there are some really great people in it. The hate is validated, but there are some really good souls in there as well. And we went to an ecstatic dance on the beach for, I can't remember if it was for the full or the new moon, but it was one of them. And we met the people who ran it, became friends with them. And like, basically from then on, we just started meeting every single person in the community that was an integral key character. And just, we started going to events almost every single day, making so many friends, and really just that sense of community that I did not have in Costa Rica was just being thrown at me. And I was being just, it was almost like a warm hug. Like, I finally had people who were good vibrational energy, who were high vibrational energy, who actually had good intentions and who were really fucking nice. Like, there was one person there who I want to say like the second or third time I met him was already like going out of his way to be so helpful for me. And like, I literally viewed him as like an older brother. I was like, wow, like the love that these people have and just the pure heartedness that they have is absolutely amazing and totally different from anything I experienced in the spiritual Costa Rica community. And it was, I think I was only there for September, October, for like two and a half months. I'm trying to think, but I think it was around 2.5, 3 months. And I felt like the most amazing that I had ever felt in such a long time, such a long time. I started exercising. I joined the jungle gym because, I mean, I wanted a gym and it was pretty. And I think if I like the environment I'm working out in, I'm way more likely to actually go. So the jungle gym was really fun. And I started eating really clean again and just naturally like losing weight and just becoming a healthier, more glowy, vibrant version of myself. Even people commenting on my Instagram posts just from like a selfie or something in the story were saying how my energy seemed so different. I seemed so alive again. And it was a huge, huge, huge energetic shift. But we're not done yet with this story. There's a reason that I am at home. So after about 2 months being in Tulum, I started having this itch to come back. Something was telling me, like, you are not meant to be here right now. And my original plan was to stay in Tulum until Christmas, go home for Christmas, see the fam, and then go back to Tulum in January and, you know, keep living life. And come, like, I want to say mid to end October, eclipse season, something was telling me, like, you're not supposed to be here right now. Like, you need to go home. And my lease was coming up in the place that I was staying. And so I was debating, do I find a new place? Do I stay? Do I go home? What do I do? Because it was way earlier than what I had been planning. As I'm looking for places, nothing really seems in alignment. The prices are skyrocketing because high season is starting and nothing was a vibrational match to me at that time. And the feeling kept getting stronger and stronger. And the girls were like, why don't you just stay past eclipse season? Like, see how you feel after. You can stay with us for, like, we were all living in different places, but they were like, you can stay with me for a week or two after if you really want to, like, feel it out, see what happens, etc. And, you know, so I was humming and hawing. I was thinking about it and I was like, okay. But there was something in me that was telling me, like, it's just time for you to go home. And then I think like the first week of November, I get a call from my friend's phone, my friend that I was living with in Costa Rica. And him and I had been talking since I left. We left on really, really good terms. It was a little bit rough around the time I was leaving, but the last couple days before I left, we had probably the best 2 days we had had together since the succubus moved in. Like, we left on amazing terms and we had spoken a lot since I left. I want to say every like weekish we checked in with each other. Every couple weeks we had like a full combo. But when I saw this name come up on my phone for a phone call, I had this gut instinct that something was wrong, specifically because the app he was using to call me was not the one that we spoke on. And so I was like, okay, this is interesting. Pick up the phone. It's not him. It's the succubus. And she shared the news. This is a trigger warning for anyone listening. If you need time to pause, pause now. She shared the news that my friend, who I was so scared of leaving for fear of something happening to him, had taken his own life. And so that was almost kind of just like the final deciding factor of like, okay, yeah, like I'm going home. Like, this is why I needed to leave Costa Rica. This is why right now in Tulum, this is not the place for me, because Tulum is very energetically chaotic. And so just the deep amount of grief that I felt and that I was moving through, like I needed to be home. I needed to be in a place that felt safe, that felt grounding. I needed to be with like my family, my support system. And so I booked my flight a couple days later, came home, and then obviously flew out to his hometown for the funeral and all of that. And basically I've just been home ever since. And so thank God that I did come home and I made the decision to come home, because it gave me such a safe place to just energetically recharge myself again and kind of move through everything that I needed to move through. My spiritual mentor lives here, and he was able to do a lot of energy work on me to kind of help with some things. And it was just where I needed to be. And now that I'm home, although it still is not my ideal living situation, and, you know, going from living on your own for half a decade to moving back in with your family can be a lot. It's also been kind of perfect because this has given me time to start some new business ventures that I was wanting to work on. Obviously, while I was in Costa Rica going through that whole mental health depression situation, I was barely working on my business. My social presence dropped. I had very minimal one-to-one clients that I was working with because I just physically, energetically couldn't handle more. And Tulum was kind of similar because I was refinding myself again. I wasn't really putting any effort into my own stuff. I was just helping some other people with things here and there to stay afloat, but I was not really focused on my own business because I just was busy trying to heal myself, essentially. And so now that I've been home, I'm working on some other business ventures. One of them is Starseed School. If you guys have not heard of Starseed School yet, it is a 10-week course that I built to help you guys basically guide you through your entire awakening. So it talks you through, you know, what Earth is, why we're here. It gives you all the tools to be able to find your soul purpose, to learn how to channel, to connect with your spirit guides. There's some past life regressions in there. There's a bunch of light language activations in there. It goes over energetic systems, how to use energetic protection, how to like balance your own, like the main seven chakras in the chakra system. There's so many exercises on how to strengthen your clair senses. And then it goes over all of the main starseed races and the lower vibrational self-serving beings that I'm sure you guys have heard about, like the reptilians, draconians, etc. And so there's a lot in there, and I put my heart and soul into that course, and I'm so proud of it, and I'm so excited for the people who have already joined it. And it also gives you access to the Discord community that Cash and I spoke about. And so there's like 500 plus other starseeds in there as well, with live events. And there's just so much. That was one of the things that I was working on behind the scenes that is amazing. If you guys are interested, it's always in the description. And then there's a couple other business ventures that I'm working on. And I've just been finding myself again. And what's crazy is that I truly thought that at this point I would be living the life that I wanted. I would be living in the tropics. I would be by the beach, surfing every day, like doing all of those things. And while that still is my goal, what I really, really learned throughout that whole thing was that the vision you have of something and that you think is going to be your highest timeline, it's not always accurate. You have no idea what your highest timeline is. You have an idea of how you want to feel and what you want it to look like, but your higher self, source, the universe, your guides, they will give you what is actually right for you and what is actually meant for you. And I had such a hard time letting go of what I thought my highest timeline should look like. I stayed in Costa Rica way longer than I should have. And I learned that lesson, which is why in Tulum, when I felt the urge to go home and that Tulum wasn't right for me anymore, I followed it. I didn't question it. I didn't stay longer than I thought I should have. And if I had followed that gut feeling in Costa Rica, I honestly probably would have left maybe 1 to 2 weeks after the succubus arrived. So I spent months fighting that feeling out of fear of, well, this is what I manifested. This is what my life was supposed to look like. obviously I have to make it work. I'm going to be happy at some point, like really just fighting to hold on to that vision. And so this is just, I guess, a reminder to everyone, like when you're manifesting, when you're visualizing, when you're achieving your goals, don't get so hung up on what exactly it is going to look like, because we are calling in the things that we energetically feel will make us the happiest, but that might not actually be the case, if that makes sense. And a lot of times what our highest timeline looks like might not actually be the specific visual that we had in our brain during our meditation or during our journaling or whatever it was. So just remember that it is important to obviously manifest and visualize, but don't get so hung up on the physicality of what it actually looks like. Because, for example, if you're manifesting a partner and you're like, they have to have this color hair, they have to have this color eye, whatever. What if your soulmate, your divine masculine counterpart or divine feminine counterpart, whoever it is, doesn't have those specific traits, but they have all of the personality traits, all of the healed energy, like every other thing that will be so perfect for you, but they don't have blonde hair. You got to let go of that one aspect, that one detail of what you thought it would look like or what you thought they would look like, and allow the universe to bring you the person that's actually right for you with all of the characteristics and aspects that you need in order to have a healthy dynamic in a relationship. Does that kind of make sense? I hope it does. I actually have a TikTok talking about it that I probably explained it a little bit better in, so feel free to go find that. But anyway, that is just my little life update for you guys. It was quite a journey to get to where I am now, but I had this feeling today. I woke up and my guides were just telling me, today is the day you got to get back on the pod. So here I am. I'm back on the pod and I'm really excited to be back talking to you guys about all of the things. I am not, just as PSA, I am not putting pressure on myself to have a very specific release schedule or come up with episodes on a consistent basis. I am just going to let this be so intuitive, so flowy. Whenever I have the download, I will speak about it and I will share it. But I think at this point right now, especially with everything that I've gone through and what I've learned from doing the first few seasons of the podcast, is that the more pressure I put on myself for things to be perfect, the quicker I burn out. So we're going completely intuitive with this one. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And thank you for your patience in between the different seasons. I know it was a very long gap. If you guys have anything specific you would like to hear about on this season of the podcast, you can DM us on Instagram at @iam.alexischristine. If you guys liked the episode, please follow or subscribe and give us a review, because it does help with our reach and helps us find so many more amazing people to help who are looking for guidance on their journey. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, coming from someone just like you.